Vayter in Shas and Daf Yud Gimel, picking up on Yud Beis and Beis Bet Abam at a page 245 lines up for the bottom, saying the last word Lema. So we were in the midst of a discussion, a long discussion that we started on Yud Aleph from a Beis, and that is that Rami Bar Chama asked a question, and he said, just a quote, "By Rami Bar Chama, Harei Alai Kibesai Zivchei Shlamim La'achas Rikas Damim Mahu." What would be the debt if a person says this thing, this let's say loaf of bread, is to me like the basar of Zivchei Shlamim? After the dam was already thrown. What is the din? Do we look at his statement as going before it was actually thrown and therefore it's aser, or go like after it's thrown and therefore it is mutter, and meaning the nether doesn't mean anything? That's the Gemara is trying to figure out. We didn't come up with an answer. So now the Gemara wants to suggest, let's say that this is machlokes tanoim. Because we have a price that says, let's say someone that says that this meat is to me like bechor. A bechor is the first animal that is born, and what we do is we bring that to a kohen. Only kohen's allowed to have it, and therefore we're discussing over here that this is a kohen that's talking. Because if it wasn't a kohen, that it wouldn't even get off the ground in the first place. Unless he says this is like a bechor. Rav Yaakov Oser, that's around by the way. Rav Yaakov Oser, he says, yep, it works. It's like it's aser. Then there's another Rav Yehuda Mater. He says that it is mutter. The Masor Sashas changed it not to Rabbi Yehuda, but rather to Rabbi Yossi. He says that it's mutter to do such a thing. So Rabbi Yaakov would say that a bechor is something can be used as the source of a neder through hatfasa, but according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not able to do it. Hechi damina, what's the case? If you want to say, we're talking about a case where he said this thing about a bechor before they threw the dam, he said, let this meat be like the bechor whose blood is not yet thrown. My time don't to show it. Then what's the Havamini say that's going to be mutter? Of course, it's not going to be okay. As the Ran says, the Bechor is only mutter, but after ha Bechor lo lishtri ela bezukas damo, you got to throw the dam. Ve'i la'achizukas damim, we're talking about is after the dam is already thrown. So then the flip, what's the pshat? How do we understand the one who says the opposite, that it's my time of the one dam, demand the outside? Then why would you say that it's going to be also? If you threw the dam already, now it's mutter, and therefore you can't be matvis, a neder on it. Ela lav, must be, what are we talking about? Beep, turn the page of Gimel. Demachis besar Bechor, where you have meat of a bechor who is already, the dam is already thrown, is right in front of someone, lying there in front of them, and meat of another animal was next to it, and he says the other meat should be like this meat, right? So the one over there should be like this one where the dam is already thrown, and this is a machlokas tanoim. Are we dealing with this piece of meat where the dam was thrown before it was already thrown? In other words, are we saying that we are matfisit on it as if it wasn't yet thrown, or only from the current state of it is right now, and then when it's mutter? So if Yaakov comes along, he asks the other meat, because he says, oh, the one who made the nether is being matfis with the original state of the bechor, and Rav Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who switched Rav Yossi, he says mutter because he says that he's being associated with what it is right now. Oh, so we have a machlokas tanaim about what's the din, Rav Acha Yaakov, beautiful. This is going low, nice try. The cool animal things you goes down. Everyone says we're talking about a case where the madir, the one who's making the net there, is talking about a bechor before the dam was actually thrown. Meaning that he spoke out and he said that let this be like a bechor whose dam was not thrown, or just said straight up like a bechor. Right, in such a case, it's going to be it's going to be us. My time with the mandashari. Then what's pshat? The one who said it's going to be mutter. Amar kra ki yidor. The Pasuk says, ki yidur, if a man makes a neder, achi yidur b'davar hanador. What that means is, ish ki yidur neder l'shem. What's pshat that we double up over there? It means that, achi yidur b'davar hanador, unless one makes a neder, being matfis, whatever he wants to be, the particular object to be connected to, with something already mudar, something that's already vowed. Something was already in a state of neder. We saw this the other day. It can't be that it's something which is usher for an andarazach. It has to be something that would usher via a neder. And what we have over here is lafukeh to exclude bechor. Davra usheru. Bechor is usher, not because of a neder. It's usher because stam, it's usher. Nothing to do with a neder at all. Therefore, they would say that it's going to be mutter when somebody says this. Doesn't make a difference at what stage they actually said it. Umada asar. What about Yaakov says that it's going to be asar then? How come what does he do with what we just said? Amarkra, Lahashem. He says, because ish ki yidur neder Lahashem. Larabos davar asar, which is coming to include something which is already asar, a.k.a. a bechor. Okay. Uman the Shar, you know what Umatu said, namely Rabbi Yossi, was Rabbi Hudu, says Rabbi Yossi, Lahashem, my Ovid Le, what's he going to do with the fact that he says Lahashem? He mi boy le lematvis bechatas vashem. He needs it in order to say that hatfasa, the idea of associating and grabbing onto something, works in the world of chatas and asham. As the Ron explains, we know a chatas and an asham can only be brought if there's a chiv to bring it. You can't voluntarily. How do you say that? Volunteer. There he is. That's the word I'm thinking of. You can't volunteer, although aka voluntarily bring a chatas or an asham. So therefore, someone may have thought that, since it can only be brought as a chiv and you can't bring it voluntarily, therefore it's not considered davar hanador. And therefore, you can't be matvis on it. The Kamash Malan is coming to tell you, not true. It can be brought. It's not considered something which is also me'e love, so to speak. Now, so the Gemara, ma'a ro'is l'rabbas chattas v'asham olotziyas v'chor. Why would you do that? Once we're saying la'ashem of Yossi to include something or to exclude something, so why are you saying, let me include a chattas and asham be matvis? Why don't we say la'ashem is coming to be included to include a v'chor? The Gemara Marba Ani Chatas V'Ashem Shu Matvis B'Neder Umotza Ani Es Abachar Shu Kadosh Mimeib Imo. Even when one is chayiv to bring a chatas or an asham, the animal doesn't automatically become kadosh. It has to be designated as being kadosh. So therefore, a chatas asham is a matris b'neder in order to make this animal into chatas asham. You have to be set it up and say that this is going to be my chatas my asham. And therefore, I'm going to include that case. I'm excluding b'chor. Shu kadosh b'me'imo. It's kadosh me'e love. You don't do anything to make it kadosh. It is automatically kadosh. Therefore, that's why I'm saying l'ashem means that. Says the Gemara, uman da'asa. The one who asks it, namely Rabbi Yaakov, what does he say? He says, "Bachor nami matvis b'nederhu." Says Bachor also has kedusha through a neder. Like it's not considered only mimei mitzvah neder. The Tanya was going to buy some. I'm sure Rabbi Meir Amr they said, "Minayin l'nolad Bachor." So I didn't know that a bechor is born in your house. Shemitzah like disho. You have to be makdishet. Shenamer hazachar takdish. Pasuk says you got to be makdishet. Okay, and what Rabbi Yossi? Umandashari, ki lo makdish le, milo mikdish. And if you didn't makdish it, it wouldn't be makdish, right? Of course it is. It's a mitzvah to go and do it, but if you didn't do it, it still remains in the state of hektish. After all said, though, we didn't answer up Rabbi Bar Chama's answer over here, because really everyone's going to agree in the case what we thought was maybe a machlokas tanaim. Skeimer kadirim, we said in the Mishnah, let's say a person says that this piece of bread should be like a lamb, like the enclosures. And then goes more, like the wood, like the fire, like the Mizbeach, like the Heicha, like Yerushalayim. So we said, even though he didn't mention any sort of carbon explicitly, it's considered a neder throughout Tfasa. Ta'ana, we learned in Abraisa, Imra le'imra ke'imra. If somebody says a lamb, to a lamb, like a lamb. Dirim la'dirim kadirim. He says the enclosures, to the enclosures, like the enclosures. Like where they have animals that are held up, that's called a deer. Eitzim le'eitzim ke'eitzim. Ishim la'ishim ke'ishim. Mizbeach la'mizbeach ha'mizbeach. Heicha le'echa ke'echa Yerushalayim le'Yerushalayim ke'Yerushalayim. Kulam, in all these cases, sha'ochalacha, he says, that which I eat of yours, like he says, a lamb, that which I eat of yours is usher, all these things are going to be usher. Lo'ochalacha, but if he ends by saying all these things, lo'ochalacha, that I will not eat of yours, he says, a lamb, I shall not eat of yours, then mutter. It's like a double negative over there. So it's like a person saying, that lamb I shall not eat of yours means that which I do not eat of yours is like a lamb, which means to say that which I do eat of yours is not like a lamb, and rather it's going to be mutter, as we're going to see now. Now, man shaminon le, the lo shani le, imra le, imra kimra, who is the one who doesn't make any distinction between all these distinctions between le ke, right, that we say that all of them work. Rabbi Meir, that goes according to the world of Rabbi Meir. Ema Seifa. So in fact, it says the Gemara, but Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. V'kulon lo ochulacha mutter. In all the cases, if the guy ends up by saying, I will not eat of yours, he's going to be mutter to eat of his food. So that we would think also goes into Rabbi Meir. That means to say that according to Rabbi Meir, le'imra, to a lamb, I shall not eat of yours, is going to work. But tonight, hold on. We're learning in the Mishnah that la carbon lo ochalacha, someone says la carbon lo ochalacha, Rabbi Meir, also he answers. Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba said that what's pshat? Because nasaka omer la carbon yehe. It's like a person says, la carbon it shall be, the fikach lo ochalacha, and therefore I'm not eating from you. What are you, how are you going to deal with that? It says, Gemara lo kasha. Ha da amr lo imra. the case, the case of that Bryce is talking about where the person says, the Amar lo Imra. Ha, but in this case, we say the Amar le Imra. He says, to an Imra. When the person making the nether comes in and says, not a lamb I shall eat of yours, or Meir is going to say it doesn't work because it's just saying something negative. Or Meir doesn't attach Nidarim through, right, Meklal Hena to Shomei Alav, or the flip. But when he says, to a lamb I shall eat of yours, or Meir is going to say it's going to work, according to the way Rabbi Abizik is saying, it's like saying, equivalent to a lamb shall your food be. Therefore, I'm not going to eat of yours. And therefore, we don't have ourselves a stide. Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah. Omer, someone who comes in, he says, Ha-Omer, Karban, Ola, Mincha, Chatas, Toda, Shlamim, Shani Ochelecha. Right? He says all these type of Lashonas, and he says, that which I eat of yours, Aser. Then what happens? He makes it stuff, Aser. It is a valid neder. It works. But Rabbi Yehuda Amater, he says, no, it's not going to work. It's not nothing. It's going to be fine. The Rashi explained it here, the lo amar ka'ola kichatas, because he didn't say like a particular type of carbon. Ha carbon, kick carbon, carbon. If they say any of these lashonos sha'ocha lecha, that I'm eat of your aser, then it's going to be aser. Because when he does that, it's like he's saying that the food is going to, should be like a carbon, says the Ran. La carbon, lo ocha lecha. But if he says, La carbon, I shall not eat of yours. Rabbi Meir Oser, Meir is going to aser it. And that's what we just ended off with in the previous Gemara over there. Because Rabbi Meir understands it to mean that it's a person saying, like it should be equal to a carbon, that which I'm going to be eating of yours, and therefore it's going to work and it's going to be aser. In other words, the nether does work. Katani, a little switcher over here. Katani ha carbon, kick carbon, carbon, shokalacha, aser. We said all these things is aser. Stamatana, Rabbi Meir. The stamatana, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. The lo shani le bein imra le imra. It doesn't make any distinction between these two different types of lashonos. Says the Gemara, ik Rabbi Meir, ha de katani, ha carbon, shokalacha, aser. If you want to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, so then how do we understand that we say, if someone says, ha karban, that which I eat of yours is aser, then it's going to be aser to eat the food. By time we looked in the Braisa, modim chachamim Rabbi Yehuda, that the chachamim, a.k.a. Rabbi Meir, I mean the chachamim of the Mishnah, they're going to agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Be'omer, they agree in a case of Be'omer that said, ha karban, when someone says, where one says, ha karban, V'ha ola, v'ha mincha, v'ha chata, sh'ocha lecha, that I'm eating of yours, sh'moter, that it's going to be butter. Sh'lo nadar zeh, ela b'chaye karban. He's not being matvis, this particular object, to this karban over here. He's not saying the neder associating be matvis, the food, with the karban. All he's doing is making a shavua. It's like, by the life of this animal, this thing, I swear, this carbon, by the life of this carbon, that I shall eat of yours. And therefore, it shouldn't work altogether because it's a shvua by a carbon doesn't work. That kind of flies in the face of the idea of our Mishnah, which is saying if someone says ha carbon, then it's going to be also to eat the food. How do you deal with that? Beep, turn the page. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara. Lo kasha. This is Nishkin Shaila. It's not a kasha. Ha da amar ha carbon. The Bryce is talking about a case that's going to be mutter. It's when he says ha carbon in two separate words. Mahadamar ha carbon when he's putting it in one word. So in the case of when he's putting it in one word, Rameer is going to say it is considered a nether because he's understanding the guy is saying that the food will take on the property of a carbon. But in the first one, it's just making a shvua like it and therefore it's not taking it on. My time, what's pshat? Chaye carbon kamar, because all he's saying, like I'm swearing in the name of this carbon. Katani. Now, the Mishnah said, La carbon lo ochalacha, or Meir Oser. If a person says, La carbon, I will not eat, I shall not eat of yours, and Meir is going to ask him to eat from the food, from his friend's food. Now, what's pshat? Because how do we understand that when a person says, Lashon, La carbon lo ochalacha, we understand it to mean like, not carbon, I shall not eat of yours, which means to say that I don't eat of yours, that which I do not eat of yours shall not be a carbon. Okay. In proper English, that what would come from that? That which I do eat of yours shall be like a carbon, and therefore he's making a dead there by saying such an idea. The only problem with that is, he doesn't hold of this mechlal lav from the implication of a negative. You hear a positive. And la carbon I shall not eat of yours is a negative thing that's applying a neder. What's bet that it's going to say the Rameir will say it's aser? Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, like we briefly mentioned earlier, you misunderstood. La carbon is actually le carbon. Don't understand it to mean not carbon, but rather le carbon, to carbon. Nasik Omer, it's like a person saying, le carbon yehe. What you have, what I shall eat of yours, should be like a carbon. Therefore, I'm not going to eat from it. Pretty straightforward. Zok, the next mishnah, the last mishnah, the first parak. Wow! Ha Omer lechaver, someone goes to his friend and he says, Konam pi medaber imcha, says the Rambam, Gemara Mefarsh Lagor, he's going to explain what this means. Is he making a neder on his mouth, or is he making a neder on his speech, on his words? So, my mouth speaking with you, yadi osei imcha, or he says, konim, my hand working with you, ragli mahalechis imcha, or konim, my foot walking with you, then aser, all these things actually are going to work. Now, as the Gemara is going to jump into right now, but hold on 1 second. All these things are interesting. One of them saying, I'm speaking with you, working with you, walking with you. These things are not a dover that has mamushas. There's no actual physical form to go in to attach to this thing. So we want to know, why should this actually work? Raminu, but we brace it says, Chomer b'shavuos b'midarim. Shavuos are more machmir than nidarim. The b'midarim. And nedarim have things which are more machmir than shvus. Chomer bin nedarim. What's more machmir when it comes to nedarim? Shen nedarim chalom ala mitzvah kibirushus. A neder is going to be chal. It takes effect. Not only things that are rishus, a person decides to make some sort of neder and something which he can do or can't, it doesn't have to do, no sort of chiyuv, it also takes effect on a mitzvah. Rashi brings over here an example. Shem amar konim shani osa sukkah. I make a neder, I can make a sukkah. O konim shani maniach tefillin. The chalal of a neder, vim osa kam leba ba yachal. So, and if he does it, he's going to be over the yisr ba yachal. Masha'en kim b'shvuos, and which is not so when it comes to a shvuah. If a person goes and makes a swear, he says, I swear that I'm not going to live in a sukkah on sukkah. It doesn't do anything, right? These we're going to see later in a couple of daf over here. We're going to see the makaris of this. The Ran says, and it's going to go whoa into it. But the point is, a person makes a shvu on something which the mitzvah has to do. He can't, against a mitzvah, it doesn't work. A shvu applies and it takes effect on something which is a davar sheish bo mamish, v'shein bo mamish, on something which is mamash, something that isn't. For example, if someone goes and swears they're not going to sleep that day, it's going to work. There's no mamash of sleep. You can't hold it and feel it and touch it. It's not mamish, even though you can't, it's not a tangible thing. It's going to work. Because what happens when a person makes a shvua, it's on the gavra. And the person itself does have some sort of mamushas. Masha ain't came in nedarim, which is not so when it comes to nedarim. Nether, it's got to be something which has a mamushas, otherwise it's not going to work. Right? And again, Rashi here speaks, well, the Ran also says, Masha ain't came in nedarim, the mitzar cheftza who. And the neder is on something which is the chefza, not on the gavra. And therefore, it has to be something which has mamashas. There's no mamashas of yours. How could it be in the Mishnah which says speaking, working, walking, which have no mamashas, that a neder is going to work with them? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but Omer, you know when it works? When he says, Ye aser pi ledibure, my mouth will be aser in reference to my speaking with you. Yadai lamaseh, my hands to the actions, raglai liluchan, and my legs to walking, and the hand, mouth, hands, and feet, they are mamashas, so the actual guf, and therefore that's going to work. Daikinami could also be medaik, this would also infer this, to katani pi medaber imcha, the mouth speaking with you. V'lokatani sha'ani medaber imcha, that I am speaking with you. Hajon Allah kol kanuye, you know what our minhag is? We said Hajon. So let's quickly go Hajjan and go back. Very first daf base. Kol kinu darim kinu darim. Mecharim kira mutual kishvus. Then zeros gonna zeros. Okay, my friends, we have been yotze malta farlos finishing the first parak and continue atzlacha making our way through Nedarim and all of Shas. We're gonna stop off here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.